To kind of give you a little background on what happened, our contract expired on June 25th. At that time, the company said they were locking us out. We offered to extend the collective bargaining agreement that was in place at the time, which did contain a no-strike clause, which would have meant that we would not have been able to walk away from our jobs. The company flat out refused, locked us out, literally locked the doors on us. The following bargaining session on July 5th, we offered again to extend the collective bargaining agreement. The company refused, wouldn't do that. We thought it was important to continue to keep our people working, providing safe gas service, while the union and the company continued to bargain. The company wanted to pressure their employees into taking the offer and decided to take the, we think, totally and completely unnecessary step of literally, again, locking the doors and not letting us provide the gas service. This isn't about supporting the union or supporting the company. We're not here to ask for support, even though we would appreciate it. If you did give that support, we would really appreciate it, but that's not what this is about. This is about public safety and the safety of the residents of Winchester that I can speak personally about. I've been employed at National Grid and the previous companies, Boston Gas, Eastman, for over 30 years. I've spent, I've had many calls in Winchester over the years, and I was outside in the hallway before the meeting just trying to remember some of the more severe calls that I've had. And they go from anywhere from I had a leak at the actual fire station with explosive levels of gas getting in from outside, probably about 7 or 8 years ago. I had a leak this past winter, again with explosive levels of gas inside at the old newspaper building in the center. One of the worst leaks I've ever responded to was down in the flats. It was in 1995. I remember it was the same month I bought my house, and there was a bad rainstorm. The water filled up the electric ducts, which kind of constricts all the space. So if there's a gas leak underground, when that space constricts, the gas has to find a way to go in a smaller area. And it filled up a house. It was, I think, 50% gas reading in the basement when I got there, which is 10 times the explosive level for gas. That was one of the worst leaks I've ever responded to in the flats. A couple of years ago, I had a call in the library, and this is kind of a lighter note. The fire department was there. It was on a Saturday. There was a bunch of kids in there. There was people outside when they arrived, and it was a CO call, a carbon monoxide call. They weren't sure what it was, but it was a really bad smell in the building. And it turned out one of the kids, I found the stink bomb, was behind one of the books on the shelf. So that kind of gives you an idea of the things we do. I mean, we respond to all types of calls. I've been over by the Abadrona many times when that's flooded over, trying to get service over there. So I know what I'm talking about when I talk about the gas system, including other, people who are here with me tonight. That's what we do 365 days a year, 24 hours a day. We provide safe service. So.